Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Summers, who will be performing Hick in the Hood at the Occidental Center for the Arts on January 24th. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
Oh, very pleased to have you. Tell us about Hick in the Hood, but not so much that it won't whet the desire of everyone listening to come and see it.
Well, it's a true story, first of all. It's my true story, one-man play, and I play 30 characters.
Wow.
And I also do a lot of mime to help play it out.
Mm-hmm.
I play my harmonica and sing some original blues songs as well.
You were telling me before we came on the air that this play takes place in Vermont, which is your home, right?
No, I toured it to Vermont.
Oh, I see. That's
right.
The
play takes place in West Oakland, California, in a fairly tough neighborhood we call the Hood.
Ooh. Right, of course.
I'm from Vermont. I'm a small town boy from Vermont, and I bought a house in 2007 in the only place I could afford, which was this fairly tough neighborhood. And I've been there 8 years. Roland, I love it. I didn't think
great.
That would be the case. So it's an uplifting, happy, funny story, full of suspense as well.
How long have you been playing it?
About 3.5 years now. Originally, I sold out at the Marsh in San Francisco and got a standing ovation, and that was a real treat for me.
Uh-huh.
Then I took it on the road to Vermont, my hometown in Middlebury. I also played, Montpelier and Burlington in the small, tiny town of Windham, home of my grandparents.
Uh-huh. Was it great to get back home?
Oh, boy, it sure was. You know, a lot of people out here in California said, well, how are those small town folks going to understand this stuff about the urban inner city? And they sure did. The folks in Vermont said, well, how are the folks out in California going to understand the rural Vermont stuff?
A guy from Vermont.
Too.
Oh, that's terrific. I take it that this is just one step on the road, that you're going to be continuing to present Hick in the Hood as time passes.
Yeah, that's right. And I have a part two now, even called Heart in the Hood.
Oh,
and I'll be
excellent.
Doing that on Valentine's Day in Santa Rosa at the Unitarian Church, actually.
Excellent. Well, you have to come back to be interviewed here right about the time that that you're going to do that.
Oh, I would love to. Well, thank you so much.
I take it you've done it in other places in the United States, too. Have you ever had a bad reaction to this show?
No, not this show. meaning, yeah, I've had bad reactions before.
Right.
But I've been lucky with this show.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I have to take that back. To be completely honest, I was just shouting too much. I was testing it out at the Redwoods in Mill Valley, and people said you better be loud for the old folks who are hard of hearing. Well, I was too loud, and I wasn't paying attention to my audience enough.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
right.
But they liked the content, so that was nice.
Well, it's always tricky to be in a show that you're touring, because you just can never predict what the audience is going to be like.
That's exactly right, Roland. And from town to town, their towns are different. So are the audiences.
There was recently an article about this show. Was it in the Bohemian?
That could be the Bohemian, or maybe the Pacific Sun, or the Press Democrat in Santa Rosa.
So if anyone is curious about what they're going to sign on to see, they can look up your press.
They can indeed.
Right.
And they should be able to see some more at the website for the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Good idea.
.org.
Michael, thank you very much for coming in. And let's tell people that Hick in the Hood, oh, what a title, comes to the Occidental Center for the Arts January 24th at 3 p.m. For information and tickets, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for coming, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.